dafür have sicher means psukim shows the tzuvah is anything else. So the gemara, so the two other pesukim. Come on, it's not talking about Shabbos, doesn't it? It's not talking about Shabbos. The ma'aser we saw two other gemaras. The gemara from Chof Zayin says sicher tzuvah means shayfer. Is it not? What was he called? At the beginning of parents says kem zikon kol tindomi. The gemara on base we'll see that later. The gemara says they're still talking about psukim. But when the Gemara on base uses Zichor in Jewish, being the book of saying, Sukkim shows Zichor in this every Rosh Hashanah. But in Smacht, or the rest, and that's my Chayda Ashley Maman, who will Choyer seemingly, in the Chumash, we saw about that. That's when I add one Nekud, what's interesting, is that our Nusach HaTfilah, our Nusach HaTfilah, is when Rosh Hashanah is the Choyer, we say, Yer Tuvilachem, Titmul Hashem Kaim as Yom as he's gonna say Yom Tzur, and Roshamas, which is moving, and Roshamas Chavas Shabbos, like Chayim Shaita, we say the Yom is gonna say Zichron Tzur, Migul Kodesh. The book is Mishanim in the Goyim and so on. But the Avi Shanim, I say all the Shabbat that gets bring down. The Avi Shanim that say Ein Lachalik, and there's a uniform Nusach HaTfilah, Bein Lachal Bein Meshabbos. And the uniform was a little different to them. They want to distinguish. So that Nusach HaTfilah, they always say Zichron to them. Our Nusach HaTfilah is the one that's happening. Our Nusach HaTfilah means the Kadmoyin, but our Nusach HaTfilah reflects the one that's happening. The Zichron to them is supposed to be for Shabbos, the Zichron to them is supposed to be for Chol. That's what we do, when I say. Those who try to say that they're Engel Chalik, and Ben B'chol Ben Shabbat to say Zichron Tzur, so they're going with the other Shabbat thing more. Zichron Tzur is not referring to Yom Tov Shalosh or Shabbos. It's appropriate for both. The Choyer, either says, because the uniform looks like Tzur, so you both. If we belong to Shabbat on this Rosh Hashanah, so then Zichron Tzur means Zichron Tzur is a Zichron. And if not, so it can land itself with the other Shabbat. It's the end of the Nusach. Okay, let's take a look now, Reza Hashem. We'll see, the move on to... There's more lessons to give us on Chazal Shabbos. Now let's take a look. Back on the base. About the two lessons of Rosh Hashanah. To the sugya tefillah, the sugya, the nitty gritty of the sugya here, whether you shine him, as you make a domen maybe, the kedai. As a shonen chazal is called Yom Tzloisel. Yom Tzloisel, the day of tefillah. More than Yom Kippur we don't find it called Yom Tzloisel. Shonen called Yom Tzloisel. There's Yerushalmi here, Yerushalmi, that brings the pasuk, Voisi Yom Yom Yidroishim. So the Yishami learns that Yom Yom Yidroishim, telling me 2 days. Yom, 2 days. Not every day. Mom says every day. Yom Yom Yidroishim. A lot of interesting drushes in Chazal about that also. Yom Yom Yidroishim. But here, the Yishami says Yom Yom means 2 days. What are 2 days which are miyuchot? The whole Indian of the day is Yidroishim. Yidroishim. The Yishami says, Rosh Hashanah and the Shana Rabbah. Despite the fact that it doesn't sound stupid, the Mishnah says Mitzvah Hayoyim B'Shoifor, but also the Yoyim B'Tzloisel. And again, to go together, the feeling includes the Shoifor too. So it doesn't express a feeling like we learned, like we know. But how does it express itself? The fact that Rosh Hashanah is a Yoyim B'Tzloisel, Yoyim Yoyim Yidroishon. So B'Iker, it doesn't mean about it. It doesn't mean how you spend your time, so-called. Spirit time, so-called. But they've been all the Kol Vavos Dorish Hashem. But Hakavon, the Iker, the vote is that the Pukaych is in the Tzvus Kavuos. that the Tefillah Kavua is an eager way to be behind the Yom Migration of Adni, something the Yom Migration, the Exaitilim, and the other things. But I think it's that the Tefillah Kavua, which begins with the beginning of the Siddur with Bochus and Kabonis, and the Kabonis is always the Chelik of the Tefillah, and Chas Pram to leave it out any day. And so we're not looking at all the Das, even on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Migration of Loisa, all the Tefillah begins with the Kabonis. And the Tefillah Yazimu, it's an individual chelik of tefillah. It says in the Sivik Admonim already that Takon Masik has a Gleilu, and the Shabbos has good, and Yom Kippur have a longer Pesukei Zimbo, and it's also not something to you put all your koyches in the Pesukei Zimbo. Everybody says Pesukei Zimbo is slow, more Kavon to come to Yom Kippur. Not something to sneeze at or to dismiss Rosh Hashanah. And Vakeh, it says in the Svarim, in the Yesh Divaris, and other Svarim, that the Pesukei Zimbo more, the people think that what the Matfisim and the Machzorim print, in the big letters, in the bold print, that's the eager to choose Rosh Hashanah. Everything's important, but just because the Peter of Melch Elion is huge letters, that doesn't mean that it's more important than the capital of the Pesukei Zimbo. Shrei Dovid Abdelcha Melech Hashem Akeinu is more important, more integral to the Seder Tefillah Rosh Hashanah. So that those who wake up and come to life with Melech Elion and Kelo Yechdin with the God of Bechi is the Bechim Chor is very good, very good, but it's the same in the rest of the Tefillah too. And that's because the Matfisim decided that that's little, that's big. If I'm sending a slichus, then that's what our slichus are. I'm mentioning it now already. In slichus also, the piece of print, the piece right in very big print. And the ikis slichus, which is the Bam Chazal, they put in little print. That's the whole matter. We say at the end, say Mashmecho, and then we show on the whole slichus from Chazal. Or the psukim before Shema Kaleinu, the psukim with the schol of the bakosha palavai pasuk, bakosha palavai pasuk, and then Shema Kaleinu. It's they say about the Chavetz Chaim or somebody, and they say we're saying Menucha. Well, we know about Tefillah, Mamas Gekos, and the Mamas they yelled and cried and screamed, and then they came to the schol of Chamelcha and the Shema Chamelcha. Most people are sitting and have a sleep, and with the pieces of koiches maybe after the Givat Gesamsos of Lashmel Vinu Vat Vilas. They say, where are you? This is the time to this thing is slichus. Same thing in Tefillah. The Tefillah begins with Kabonas and moves up and notch to Tzul Yerzimu, and begins Firshma, and Shmonesma, you put all your koiches into that. That's the Yom Yerzimu, that's the Yom Yerzimu. Then we have for flavor, they have to give out, give the Gevalt the flavor. And it contributes, enhances the Dusayoyim and the Misayoyim, we have the Piyutim. It's very nice, the Yeshivas eliminate most of the Piyutim, unfortunately. So we're left only with the big letter Piyutim type. It's a good thing that's a good thing. Yeah, the big letters, also would have skipped that too. So imagine if Mel Helium was the same size as the other Piyutim, we'd be left with nothing. So Baruch Hashem, so because they fit that big letter, so Baruch Hashem, we're left with that. That adds flavor. Flavors, you want to flavor, add time and flavor to the yom. To look into it, try and understand a little bit. It's full of, especially the Pidum of Akaliyah, full of Medrashi Chazal. It enhances the day. Another thing, can I mention after we're talking about the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? So can I pause it to say something obvious? But the obvious things be repeating. As we have of Chaim Volozhin's over first. So, in Cana Dover, the son is Yom Yitzloysel. So, somebody said, so you'll be the master. And so somebody might say, he doesn't find anything talks to him. So, where's the. So, it's Yom Yitzloysel. So, the Nochamo, if I talk to you, what evokes most emotion is Avinu Mokenos. Because when we come to Malchit or Shavuot, it's a Likit feeling. The person, some people find, they don't find themselves, like, let's talk to them. They don't talk to them, maybe they don't talk to Abishu, they say, Melchizedek Shoyfus, what have to do with me? Du mejes. Noch einmal, dann betalgert, dann schreien wir da, die geht vieles. Der Chazal gehört noch schon nicht da, das ist Mlach Kolgu Bechwedecha, da wir sagen, ne, wie viel? Und der Malchi, der Chöne Schäufer, der Malchi ist alleine, because it's so bekannt. Ich schon mit diesem Bim Salzmann, denn sie können das nicht verfolgen. Also, die Iket fühlt sich schon noch, wie es der Reise. Because it was schon, for better or worse, and for example, another time, the focus suddenly is on, the focus in the Tfilis that Chazal was saying, is on a Bakosh Potis, how you do. The Shal B'chavad is a Mokum of Bakosh Potis. The Iket focus is on Mach HaShemayim, and so he lies all. What the two things? Malach Kalgulich B'techo, אז אחרינו בזיקות אנחנו נדחה, זה איג וורד, אבותינו, פקודס ובחמים, אז כל עוד, זה איג, זה קאפי של הגודל, הם בין מס המקדש, לא זה איג, so a person, doesn't feel comfortable, doesn't feel at home, but doesn't find himself, doesn't find a place for himself, and also feel this. So now's the time to think about it, and then to find we have 2 weeks, to find ourselves in the mosque, to find Shtiglis in the mosque to talk to you. And especially in the Iker Tfilis, Macht sein Schreifes. And the feel a sense of it should be Tzalak Libo Mel Hashem, Shivcha Shemaim Libech. As much as Koiches that you put into the Ashribeinu, Snachlon, and the Rufoeinu, and the Birgit Hashonim, the Tfilah of Anosa, so we should try to put into these both, these Tfilahs, the Chazal Masakim. That's the Mitzvah Zayim, that's the Ike Yerim Mitzvah, every Yerim Mitzvah, and Yerim Mitzvah, and this is the Taich and the Tfilahs. It has to be Dvama Yisim and Alif. Yeah, the other thing that's worth mentioning, this actually is Efremot. The Gemara says, Kiman Matsila and Haidna, Hatsiru Miri, that's the same. And after the war, it means that the difference in the different speakers. The thing is, Odom Nidai was shown that the Abdul Nechtem of Kippurim, the Pashas of Pashim. So the war says, the man, Masuna and Nidai, it's your way. So why is it that every day we learn for before, for the final? What's the problem? The man, what's the cast? The man, Masuna and Nidai, it's your way. This is much of the war says, either, the two things in the war, either called Madoma, האדם נידה בכל יום, שני מה לגור עם תבחננו, ותבחננו לביקורים, או לגור עם תבחננו. הוא עוד כמו זה, זה כאן רבי יצרו, זה לא יום, זה יצאו כזה יום, ובי קיידים זה הדין, בין לאחר אני זה הדין. אז זה דרך, זה תות תירוצים לגמור. תויסו שס, תויסו שס, עוד הוא לא זה, אוכל לכאן, ובריסי, עוד נידה בכל יום. תלין דם יש מנסה, תלין דם יפוהינו, תויסו שס, זה דם תזיין. And because they found him, they said, yeah, but Tfilas Siv was also good. The word just means Yochi, but Siv was good. Tfilas Siv was always effective. Another terrorist in Tzitzis, but Tam said, Im Yechel or not, then that was determined by Shana. Mosa Yisrape, and that's him. But Tam said, the book fetches out, and we shame. Now we speak, and now we use it to Shana. The book fetches out, it's a justification for our Tfilo Kol Shana. כל השנה כולו, לפעמים אחת השנה, ואבו לא מסוגן, ואת יבקיר בטל תלנה. אבל זה עשו לה, בפורש השנה, בפורש הדין, בפורש יום הדין, לגעות כאלה שבוע, זה אונלי אף, זה שונה, ויבקיר בטל, בהיינד הזה, כמה מצלים לה, והיה תלוק פרנסס, נראה רנסס, נראה חשבון, עבד ורנסס, נראה רנסס. But now, nobody has a question, what's it done about now? Because we're standing 2 weeks before יום הדין. That was possible at the moment. And now in the time, in the days and weeks preceding the Rosh Hashanah, we give a lot of what it happened. It's only a whole year that Shiloh would have it. No, the question doesn't even, you can't even answer the question. Also, the other side puts Koyches into the Tfilas. Be eager again, it's Tfilas Kabur. Tfilas Kabur, add Tfilas, still, because Potius, everything has its place now in the days leading up to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's see here. The Mishnah says the Avlon of Beis. We begin like this. The Mishnah says, "Say the Bruch Shem Bovet Gush Hashem, Vekel Machos Yimoyim, Vena Teikeya, Gush Hashem et Teikeya, Sechonya Se Teikeya, Shavosha Teikeya. Vena Avoy Tadot Bidas Kain. Tive Vech Menui, Omu Kibi Menei Yil Machos Omu Mach, אלו אם עובד מתרסם בכל מה חוצים דוס היוי מתקיע זכן את זה תקיע שבת זה תקיע ואם הבית הדבר בלכס חיים so the machlokes is 2 days in the mission bechmelim in the bekeeper where we put in malchus we combine malchus with dusas hashem or we combine malchus with dusas hayoyim and the gemara brings the first sheet that we combine the chaynes with dusas hayoyim to see if it's hashem the shayla is we have to double anything up why can't just say if we have to add 3 more brachos malchus and shayla is add 3 more brachos what's the problem who told the gemara they have to combine. Why is the problem? Who created the problem that they have to make the issue here? The answer is, what's the answer? Then we'll see even more than the answer. The answer is that there are two conflicting halachas, two conflicting yisaitas here. One is that we have to add either madrasa or bonon malchus chayim shayfis. We learn from psukim, it's either droshes or asmachta, but the bonon we have to add three brachos, malchus chayim shayfis. On the other hand, the side is that Gemara in Brochus, in the fourth parak, the Gemara says that the Roshana, the 9 Brochus, only taste the Roshana connected me. So the Gemara says that the taste of Brochus, the same Roshana is connected, and it's more visible upon the taste of Brochus, the Roshana is connected at 9 Askoros, 9 Shemis, and Tzvus Chano, which is the after of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So this creates a problem, these two Makoros, so we have 9 Brochus. We have to end the basis of the Musa, the basic Musa of 7, we have to add 3, have to add 7 to 3 and end up with 9. So how do you add 3 to 7 and end up with 9? Then in series you have to combine one book. You can't say 10, you have to combine one book with another book. That's a background for the Machlokes. So we have to say, put Machlokes in the Dus Hashem. Why?
What was that first reason before the Machlokes to add 3 and 9?
We don't have Sukkim, Zichron, and Tua, and Nisha and Gechem, we have to add 3 brachos. Malchus, Rashi, Shabbos. 9, there was a Kabbalah, the 9 brachos. Now, the Shaila is like this, so what do we do? So Mechman, we said, you add Malchus to put Kal Malchus with Hashem. Why? Like, what? Why to Hashem? Some arbitrarily tells us not, possibly, because he held it as a Shaychus. You add a bracha, you combine two brachas. It's obviously where the teichen, the pre-existing bracha has a shaychus to the bracha they're adding, and they're not arbitrary. We say nachem, which is a suffered by Choshev. We say nachem on Tishba. We don't say you want to add nachem to the biggest hashanim. We add nachem in Bnei Yerushalayim, obviously for obvious reasons. So when we add, so we put malchus, we inject malchus in the bracha. So we inject in the bracha has a shaychus to the theme of malchus. The Vechem and Nui says that Dus Hashem has a Shach. What Shach does it have? So that's a Poshut. But a Gubonim on Seres Metzuvah is Poshut because we change the Chesim. The Gemara says, Midin the Gemara, we're not Chesim Kel Kodesh. Or Chesim rather be Melech, we're the Melech Kodesh. A Melech Kodesh. Time of that being that Roshan is a Roshan Bifad, it's a time of Malchus. So anyway, the Chesim of the Bocha reflects the theme of Malchus. In his chassim, it's a melech. So really, and Mad Gama, you have to know whether this is a result of his takon or not. We add the chente pachtoch, we start adding the broch is longer in Yom Neroim than it is in the Shai Mishra Shalom. So by the components of the Malchus had a shaychus to the theme of Dus Hashem, which includes a melech kodesh, as well as a kel kodesh. Okay, so put Malchus in Dus Hashem.
Why is a Malchus Kodesh a particular position?
Since it's the time of Malchus, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and so the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Mezgal Malchus, and Malchus not only a Mezgal, but it's built, it's created, and new every year, so we say a Malchus Kodesh, the third Baruch Hu is Melech Kodesh.
But why Dafka in Kodesh is a shame? Why not? Why don't we say a Melech
Kodesh? We're talking about Kel Kodesh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, because normally Kel Kodesh is out, because if you look, you explain the idea of Melech Kodesh, so we know from Chazal, but the Kodesh means Nivdal in the Nifash. Yemes Kodesh means something which moves from us. Vashe, Deutsch, and Pushim to you. So I would say, okay, I'll Kodesh. We are the Kodesh Bokh is Kodesh. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And Ato Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, Vashe, Bokhoyim, 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 B So the Baruch Hu becomes Rabbi Yochanan, the remote of Baruch Hu. Melech is the opposite, ain't Melech B'Yom. The theme of Malchus is just the opposite. That Malchus B'Chal, B'Fadu B'Chal, applied to Ashaychus, the Rek Shaychus, and the Melech and the Om. And Melech B'Yom, another theme also Malchus applies to both, Malchus to both, and he will lay to a... So the Baruch Hu changes. So despite the fact that the whole year when we say Okelo Kodesh, but Rosh Hashanah, which is also a time of Dishu Shem B'Motzai, Ilus HaYosh B'Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, that's the time which we always say Koroiv. So mainly for these two reasons, the Chesima change is not Okelo Kodesh, it's a Melech Kodesh, and other circumstances we would think would be a steer. It's almost a dichotomy. If it's a Melech, it can't be Kodesh. If it's Kodesh, it can't be Melech. But no, both are correct. It's Kodesh and he's Melech, he's our Melech. It's a personal melech, melech lechad v'yachod. Everybody has a shaychus of the melech, more than a whole year. Not more than a whole year. Everybody has a private shaychus, a private audience, a private shaychus, personal kesher with the melech when it comes to the days of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Tzemes Mitzvah. And that behechav reflected in the Kansas, you can't say Kal Kodesh, I would say Melech Kodesh. So melech, we introduce the whole thing in Malchus, called the Bech Benoit. Because both ones are jewels. Like it's actually both was Melech, but still Kodesh. He Kodesh, but this Abu Bichain, we have a chance to be discovered, but these days much more than the old time.
Is it a karmic?
One that we it's not to be told with how you can be Melech, still Kodesh. But both are jewels. There's an aspect which is Malchus, but the aspect which remains. But the dominant feature, the predominant feature, actually is Malchus. On these days. But it's still good to say, they still got it, don't think that it's the Dusha that has been met. Yes. So we have a list. Ain't the Kaya, Dusha Yavi the Kaya, Sashalu is. So I'm going to keep it, Ben Yamach is on Master. But what's before the end of the Kiva? Why Ain't the Kaya? Why Ain't the Kaya? They can't only have Dusha Yavi. What's up, John? The fact that when you ask you, they're not going to ask you, if the kids have a mouth, they're going to show you, we saw last week, says in half a dozen places. So if this is a mouth, it's this, it's a shame, why not be taken up to such a shame? Inshallah. So my grandfather already used to say it, because even when we have a new, it's possible that the Brach to say, it's also a half a shame, the mouth is. The whole bracha deals with malchus. The entire bracha of Tzoris deals with malchus after b'chaton el v'yom. But the bracha which is masuyim first on is meloicha kol el kulich v'decho. The theme of the bracha is malchus. And the chesim is melech kol oretz. So the, we haven't finished, even though we said malchus in Dushas Hashem, we haven't finished yet dealing with the topic of malchus. We continue into the bracha of Yis in the fourth bracha. So maybe the Yeshayim is Adrabah, because the Yeshayim has to do with Malchus. Has to do with Malchus, so we postpone the Yeshayim until we finish the last Azkor of Malchus, which is in the Melech HaKolorit. Mekadish Zoviyah Mezikor. And then, only then, do we go to the Baruch of the Yeshayim, which comes into Malchus.
That's enough of a cue, that's not enough of a cue of Malchus to not have to add anything to Yeshayim.
Yeah, so he held the pull into Yeshayim, really. Absolutely. First up in the Yeshayim, I don't know. Mitzvah, so whatever, I don't know, I have to know why, I think, but the Shem is better. But the opportunity presents up to Shem, so we do it. But Malchus not finished anyway until the same. Then we have the Shavshin of Gemara here. The Gemara says, a man to kill Malchus, I won't ask you. Keep it in the Mishnah. I mean, if you're not going to blow after the Jewish family, say, Malchus, Lama Matthew, why say it? Lama Matthew, Lachmano Amaika. Lachmano Amaika. Because Kohu said the same Malchus. So this one, the Rabban mentioned last time, the Rabban quote says, the Rabban Chumash, and the Mitzvah said, even though they were said, Lachmano Amaika, but that doesn't mean it's derisive. Because he says, many times you find that the Gemara says, Lachmano Amaika was referred to as Malchus. Now don't be, the Rabban saying, this is not a right, this is Rashi. The Machid is the Vaisu, the Machmon Omega, the Lashon Chazal. Even the Smach, the Bonn, the Kod, the Machmon Omega, the Kiev, 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 the Machmon only normal mask if you would. Well, why say? Because the opposite. Ella Loma has a limitation. Why ten sugim? Why not say the same name sugim? Ten name sugim. Is. The Shergamo, no matter what does the Shergamo mean. Why should you say them sugim? The next mission says they say them sugim. Hey, but it's a mouth, it says the mission down the page, down the other. And they connected me, it's me, they connected the Soyu, and such a difference. Then how the Google's in the last capital and didn't say Fatilim. So, well, why? Or some of Moshe on the island, so why do we keep one ship away? And it's the only nine, what's the problem? What's the question? Different. The context and the teichon of the last pasuk is different than the first nine sugim. If you look at the that to be familiar, man, you wrote Maki Vrogi with the Machshavah before you. The first time look Machshavah and Shlevis should not be in that Musaf before the Rosh Hashanah. So man, you see what you do beforehand, and you won't get bored. And that's why I said even if you're familiar, very familiar with it, even know about Pei before you said davening. But forget about it, it makes it more meaningful and significant. It's not like, let's have to have it by surprise. You should know what you're about to say. And it increases rather than decreasing, it enhances the kavanah. If you don't believe me, try it. Try it. And there, Hagam also, Hagam, the different, the different Malchim in Davening. Malchim in Davening, the Malchim in Davening. I'm times we move it to today. Some daven slow, some daven painfully, some daven very fast. But Davka, whatever different strategies. How to daven with the most kavanah? How to express how time a very simple way. Okay, some people many daven very fast. To try not to become diverted to lose the concentration. So somehow, still think that some daven fast is not. Doesn't have kavanah. Still think some daven very slow is a lot of kavanah.
Bishito or not Bishito, that's where they came out. But everybody dwells more in the words, especially in Muslims. The Menachem Shavuot stands in Muslims, not everybody dwells more in the words of the words, but it's too over the words, like I say in English. Everybody. Too over the words more, because it builds the mess. Not only builds the year, we build the year, we build the feelings of the Chazal Kabeit, Kusim Beirav, from the Nusach, and Tfilis, and Hashem Nesadol. Builds every word is a gevaldig teuchen, and we don't know the says Nevi Chaim the kavanos that they had when they were mechaber tzvi. We don't know, but every word should speak to the person, and he should try to put over the words, each word. Again, but not to do a bedach because you heard it. You need to dab along, That's not the point. Not for that reason. Just as long as you need the constant words, take that time. Not more, not less. No, don't imitate, don't mimic, don't sell it just because you heard about it. Every year, Bederach Lad is a shaila, right? Everybody knows it. It's a risky chumah that they have to be yetzer tears. The aseid of bochus have tears from Esav from the beginning, right? And everybody knows that. You have to yechus also shas from the beginning, even if you damage already. To be able to hear Saint Bochus, have to hear and pay attention to Chazal Shas from the beginning. So maybe there is certain tension first to finish Menasse before there is Shliach Tzibur. That's why they put up a sign here. What's the Chazal Shas will be? It's X number of minutes. It's a little bit of something, but that's what it says on the bulletin board. Chazal Hashanah Shas will be 45 minutes after the Hashanah Shas Tefillah. Why do they do that? You can't sell that in any other Beis Medrash and never sell any Beis Medrash. Because the brisk is like that. Because they have to listen to Samaritan, sometimes it stares a little bit. The ability to concentrate on Moses, you're looking at your watch, and you're running to finish before the Shas begins. So, but this is Shabbos. So that's one of the Magus. If you don't discuss the Shabbos, at least the first day you can put all your kliyos into the Shmonis and not worry about Shabbos and Shabbos. As long as you don't take Davin, Davin. Then the second day, again, Kovos, everybody finds his own Davos and Avos Hashem. Yeah, so the 10th Pasuk are Kaponim, so if you look at the Nusach HaBoch and Musaf, 10th Pasuk is different. There's quite a service to show 10th Pasuk is different. But it's very bad that we don't, if you look at the Siddur, so that we say Naim Sugim, not to Zeichem HaShayim, say Naim Sugim, not to verse Naim Sugim, then we don't say the 10th Pasuk. 10th Pasuk doesn't come until you get to the Brocha. The 10th Pasuk saying the Chayim Zikovet and the Chayim Zikovetot, then the 10th Pasuk comes in. What's the Pshat? Then it is a Shidim Shayim, that the 10th Pasuk should be right after verse 9. But we don't look at it. 10th Pasuk comes in the middle of the Brocha. Because 10th Pasuk has to do with the Bakosh, we say Bakosh, as a Benjamin of Hashem. Therefore, Genu, Schoelon, Sadeva, Shabbaton, with Chadil, and with Shayim. So 10th Pasuk, what did it is Chayim, it comes to go of Yosem Hashem. So the 10th Pasuk comes to do with Bakosh. With the Bakosh. So Mele, that's what we said, it comes with the Bakosh. 10th Pasuk associated with Bakosh. And Shofar is Tefillah is the Kohen, the Shofar is the Bakosh, the Shofar is the Bakosh, it's Rashi already. There's a Shofar from Malchus, the Shofar is the Kohen, there's a Shofar from Malchus. What is it? What does it connect with Shofar and Malchus? What's happens? Because Malchus is the Bakosh. So we say the Bakosh, we say the Bokosh, and then we say we Bameh B'Shofar, the Gemara said. Bameh B'Shofar means to be Malchus, the Tefillah with the words joins together with Tefillah of the Shofar. For Malchus and Tefillah of Zichronis that we now see Zichronis that is then coupled with Tefillah of the Shofar. The Shofar says the Kol of the Shofar comes in the Bakosh of Zichronis, the Shofar. So that's that's what's happening. Now, the law of the Shofar, when you say Malchus, you mean leaving out an aspect of the Bakosh, leaving out an aspect of Bakosh. For Malchus, you leave out the 10th Pasuk too. And with the house of Eid, but that's with the Shofar. How's the 10th Pasuk in Malchus? In Malchus, we don't do that. Malchus, we say 10 Pesukim consecutively. We don't put the 10th Pasuk in the middle of the Chassim or Nechon Gur. The 10th Pasuk is right after the 3 Pesukim from the Vier. We say, V'Savas HaKos HaVleim HaShemai HaShem HaShem HaKin HaShem HaKot. So it's because the Rashi taught in HaShem HaKot, HaShem HaKin HaShem HaKot is HaShem Shubi HaKot. It also has an element of Bakosh. HaShem is the Bakosh, HaShem Shubi HaKot. That's Rashi taught in Chumash HaShem HaKot. So it's also a Bakosh HaDigi motif in HaShem HaKot. So that is said, we keep it said, we're not going to have a shayfa when you're saying that the temple of Malchus is saying leave the 10th Pasuk. Now let's speak, what we want to see is like this, the main time. Look at the bride, the boss says, Minai, show me Malchus, what means of Sukkot? The lesson is, what means of Bryce? Here. Minai, show me, I'm sorry, Tanya, let's see. Take a look, very interesting Gemara. Hechanayim Medusayim, it's the middle of the Gemara between the Mishnahs. Hechanayim Medusayim, Tani Rebbe, Emma Malchis, Emma, Mamasin Bukhoyim, Bavis, Afkan Bavis, Emma Bulayim, Emma Zichoinis, Emma, Mamasin Bukhoyim, Behemsa, Afkan Behemsa. The Loshna Gemara is very striking. Loshna Bryson. What's very striking about it? Hechanayim Medusayim. If you read the Mishnah, so in the Mishnah, with the Yechminu, in our Kiva, so which bracha is the odd man out? Who's looking for a place for itself? Or we're trying to find a place for it? And the Malchus, so it's fine, because we have the Tefillah for four, we have the seven brachas, we have the Am. So we stick Malchus in with some compatible host. Get into Zashayim, or do Zayayim. The price is Hechanayim and Dusayayim. How is that Dusayayim? It has no place for itself. Dusayayim, the middle of Bokhash Mess has no place for itself. We're trying to find a host for Dusayayim. What was that? How was that? It's very, very strange. It's a Chavis, two different Malchim.
the Malach of the Lechayim, the Malach of Mishnah, is, and we have to add that, and the Baisa says that the Dushayim is out of place. So, that's an observation in the Mishnah of Baisa. The Baisa says, we'll see, there are three possibilities, and the etzem havona, the basic, it has to do with the basic havona of what we do without losing one more shana. The three basic approaches, three possibilities, which are reflected in the sugi, if you learn it well, and the shayim. Well, we'll speak it out beforehand, because it's getting late, and we'll take a look. We'll be back to one of the three possibilities. There's one possibility that we said, that tefillas Rosh Hashanah is tefillas Rosh Hashanah is a tefillah kavua of seven brachas. When it comes to Musaf, we have a chiyuv to make oisof. The chiyuv oisof we find in many other instances in many different forms. The marshal on the Alvi on Rosh Chodesh. The God answers Baruch Hashem Yomim Chol Yom Vem Teilu Mein Bechayisof. So on Rosh Chodesh. Chol Moed. באמת שבודים שבת ינדו טול, תחיל אותו במאזקים מעין המויו. So we make a sofa. We had, that happens to come to form of Yal of Yavik, but we had to get to Avayu, so let's say. On the Chanuk and Purim, the Chiyav Avdo, it's not the Chiyav Avsofa, it's not the Kuvo, and it's the Chiyav that we had to say Al Nisim in Moedim. And Filos Taniyois, Chiyav Sibu Avz Bocha, it's an addition, he had the Bocha, we had a Shigu, The Goyza and the Sibu, the Goyza says that Sibu added six brachos. The second time is they have the basic monastery. And Chazal said on that special occasion, add six brachos. So on this special occasion, we add three brachos. Another possibility. And that is that Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, let's call it as Musaf, is a divin, tefillas musaf, the chesed tefillas divin from the tefillas of Erech Shabbos of the Yom Tov. And that's because musaf Hashanah has nine brachos. Is that yourself? Nine brachos? Is that this plus? And the third possibility will come to. Let's start with the Rambam, and we'll see the Rambam and the Rambam is Hashem. It's very interesting, love now. You learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Eichad Oyim Luduzayim." Then after you learn the Mishnah, you return to Rambam here in the Chastfila. Very great, the Chastfila, the Rambam describes different tefillas on different occasions. He says, "V'shabos is v'yem tayv v'mispal l'shev v'bochos b'chot tefillu." Seven bochos, now we know, every bochos, shalosh v'shanis, shalosh v'chanis, v'bochos v'msois, v'yem v'yem, good. V'shabos is v'yem v'yem v'shabos, v'yem 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 v'yem. Then we say, Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says, Choyzim Melech HaKol Oret, and the Eishis Rabbi Yom Zikon. The Moya Shabbos is Choyzim Melech HaKol Oret, and the Shabbos, and the Rabbi Yom Zikon. So far, so good. Then the Rambam says, the Medra, Murim, the Tfilas, the Medra, what does read the Rambam? The Tfilas, Abish, Mishachis, and Minch, it's Abba Rosh Hashanah. Abba, Tfilas, Abba Sof, Mishach, Rosh Hashanah, listen carefully to the words. Mispalo, Teisha, Brochas, Shalosh, Vishanis, Shalosh, Achvainis, Shakol Yoyim, Shalosh, Mitzayis. Vishenga min haim saya is ingan malchios, shnir zechoynes, shish shayfores. The question for achas men me in your no. At first glance, divi rambam mavhilu moi. Why? In a certain sense, ikka chosim in a sefer. What do you mean? The Rosh Hashanah, we have, the fact that nine brachas, that wouldn't be so surprising. The Rosh Hashanah, there were three brachas in saya. So what are they? Malchios of haim. If you want a Mishnah, you wouldn't say that there, Bechlam. If you want a Mishnah, you would say, Vashon de Bochim Tzoyes, this is a dream. We add
We have three more additions to make, and one has to be incorporated somewhere else. One where one's never has to find a place for itself, but the other two we stick in somewhere. The whole the Lashon Hara is kept. Lashon Hara is instead of one broken source in Rosh Hashanah, we have three broken source. The chepts of the tefillah, instead of having one and source, have three and so you have three shenis and shows and shows and sources. This is the end I imagined here. That's still the note what I imagined here. And that's what you mentioned. It's Malchus Ron Shavuot. So Rami is yeah, the middle sheet of the mention, second sheet of mention. Dham and Sud. And the Mogul, Ram Faket. This is the Lashon Vayis, Mamash very good. The Lashon Bishtanke, that's not again. But the Vayis, that's Mamash what the Vayis is. Hey, Chanoim, look, there's a Yoim. There's a Yoim. It needs to find a place for itself. Because the Mashan, the Psuas at Tfilah of Musaf, Psuas at Tfilah of Musaf, it's three, three, and three. The Emsa is three. And Kusayim finds a place for some. One of the brothers haven't been Malchus. How do you know the Ram doesn't hear it in time? And then Tfilah, it's in the Ram Siddur, the end of the same Ram, he tells you the same Malchus with Kusayim. But then that's the Ram is Kusayim. So that's one, that's just a Ram. Now, look in the, very interesting. It's a very interesting Malamor. You have a Gemara, take a look in Daf Yariv, Daf Yud Aleph. So the end of this Malamor. Talk about the Shanu Minhagos. It says, "Hey, stop the Balamor." A little, not really, but the Shanu Minhagos. That actually, maybe next we'll talk about the. Maybe next we'll talk about that. But the last three lines here, the last four lines, "Artism, Amar, Shomanu, Shanu Shanu Minhagos." Minhagos changed over the time, says the Balamor. "Bedoras Achreinim, Bedoras Shanim, Ki Ani Zochur, Ki Risa BeYaldusi." Shlugul Yesh Ayn here.
Was it when he was like 17
or 19? No. But he writes in Adom, it's much in Adom, and he said about this in less than 20. But what the Yaldus? It could be, but from Boris Vashon, that takes so long. So how old was he really when he got to Rosh Hashanah? Unless he didn't write what he said, then maybe he didn't know she was taken first. Then he came to Rosh Hashanah. And he was the middle of the Chusa, the middle of the Shem. And he was the Chusa, can he zohar, can he be Adusi? Kol HaSibu Mishalem, Mosofim Sheva, Mishat, Zavada, Hoi, Mishpalo, Teisha. Boy, Toilu, Minhogo, Minhoge, Yeshiva, Zagoinim, Chayim, Motsu, Kosov, Sifreim, Chintim, Zer, Pilchas, Eritz, Geyas, Rasha, Chos, Rako, Lies, Palo, Teisha, Boch, as well as the Mina Kodu, the Balmo witness, that the Tzibu, Gerab, and Davin, seven Bochus, the Tab, from Musuf, I don't know if they said in the Oni, if they had that, Mr. Tommy, I don't know, but I could put him after the Kaddish, but everybody after Davin Musuf, the Tzibu Davin, they repeated Shachris. So basically, it was Musaf, it was called Musaf. They repeated Shachris, basically. That's what they did. They davened seven Brochus. Did they say, Bnei Chadeinu, Efsi, yeah. Efsi said Bnei Chadeinu, actually there was a Yom Tov Tikka Musaf, Bnei Chadeinu. But they didn't say, Machus on Shachris, davened seven Brochus. A Musaf, Hosh, the Musaf. A Yom Tov Tikka Musaf, more or less. And they left out, yeah. Then, the Tzibu himself, davened nine Brochus, and they loosened the Yotze. Now the fact that the Gibeyot say Rosh Hashanah by listening to Shri Tzibu, the Chachila, that's the last mission in the Masechta in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Shri Tzibu Moshe Tzvah B'dei Choy Bo'oson. Chom says, every call, Abo, that's only, Chom in the mission says, it's only Neiru Bochi can be Yotze from Shri Tzibu. A Bochi has to by himself. But the Gemara says, the Moedim, the Mechonik is what the Moedim Chomim, or Bakuman Halach, or Gemara 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 Allah is like a little Vashana that even a Boki is allowed to rely on the Shri Tzibu and Vashana to be Yotze. And Ad Hayoyim, the Minuk Temun is like that. The old Temun is the Minuk Temun Mamish. Is that they don't have a Bechlau. They don't daven, the Yechidim don't daven, there's no tefillah b'lachas. Yechidim don't daven, what's the Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, yeah, different experience, that's for sure. That's what it is, that's all meaning. Ram didn't do again. Ram talks about b'lachas and tefillah b'lachas, but that's the only meaning thing. Al-Kabod, so, and to be Yaitzei, we'll go point by point. To be Yaitzei, from the Chitzim, Rosh Hashanah, Musaf, is a Mutu L'Chachila. That's the last sugi in the Masech. Aloha, Don Yamil, Rosh Hashanah. But, the Shalit, what did they daven seven for? What's seven? Why? What's the point then? Let's say, Haga Atzmacha, let's say, somebody on a Shabbos and Yom Tov, an Eino Boki, he's Eino Boki, he needs to listen to Shir Tzivu. The Eino Boki has no Sirah. He needs to hear Chazal Shatz B'Yotzei Yitz Chir Tzivu. Good. Hevach V'Yikuna, he listens, and L'Chachilu, he listens, and Yotzei, but listening to Chazal Shatz. But let's say he knows the Gimur Yishonis and Gimur Chorins, that he does know. He's not Boki, in Bochim Tzoris, of Yom Tov, but Mechad Eino, it's too long, he doesn't know about it, he doesn't have a Sirah. So would he be able to get up and daven Gimur Yishonis, Gimur Chorins, and then listen to the Shir Tzivu and say the Hochaz Rosh Hashanah. Can you do that?
What?
You can't do it. Bochaz Batal. It's Bochaz Batal. Bochaz Magbaz Wuzu. You can't have it for 6 out of 7 Bochaz. Bochaz, if you don't know 19, you can't have it 18. And the Shabbat Yom Tov, if you don't know 7, you can't have it 6. Yeah, if he doesn't know. Where do we find, on the other hand, not with Achille, but where do we find, on the other hand, the possibility, even for a Boki, but the one possibility of missing the Chazor Sashas to make up something you're missing, where do we find that? That we find in the Bahag, Toshis and Zuz, Ashach, and Bochus, brings the Bahag, the Sami Davin, Ashmanesri, on Rishchoyes, for example, Shachris. And left out the Aleph Yovel, says, Mechuyot to be Choyzer, has to be Choyzer. He can, should be Choyzer. But he, the Bahag said, he can listen to Chazor Sashatz. And be Yoyzer, even though he's a Boki. Even though he's a Boki, and Boki, Shai Vashon, that cannot listen to Chazor Sashatz, as done by himself. But he can listen, somebody who's Davin the Berish Manasseh, who just is missing Aleph Yovel, he can listen to Chazor Sashatz, and be Yoyzer, if he have Aleph Yovel. Why is that? That's not because he Davin the Berish Manasseh, he could feel. Hagam is Mechuyot to Davin again, more to be Mechayim. The special dekano of b'chol yom v'yom tein l'meim b'chayisav, and afilu at the expense, so to speak, of davening a second time, another 19 brachos, and you have to do it, Tati. You have to daven the whole, another shmones way. Not even kaim this way, but that's what you have to do. On the other hand, you can listen to Chazor Sashatz. You can listen to Chazor Sashatz. Ah, he's a boki. How's it being yoyz? It's chiyot tefillah tefillah. He's davened already. He davened already. So here you see that there, so when can you listen to Chazor Sashatz, and the tefillah stands the way it was. It wasn't thrown out. But who's that tefillah? It was Oyla, it was Yoytze, the basic mitzvah tefillah, but now he's relying on the shatz for a sofa, what we call it. If somebody was a marshal, it's very, very reasonable, very mistaken, that I wouldn't have said this aloha if somebody left out one of the brachos and soyas. Somebody inadvertently forgot a brachos and Mishman Esra, and he reminded himself only after he finished, he forgot a brachos. He forgot the Kabbalah, he forgot it. Or even if he forgot the same Talmud Motor, eventually, he didn't say it before. He left out a brach. He wouldn't be able to listen to Chazor Sashatz. Because by him, he didn't have it. He said brachas. But he wasn't kind of the basic, he said to Yechavis Tevila, so he was stumbled on Daven again. So against that background, we come to Balamo. So mainly the minig, which Balamo talks about, that they Daven 7, so he said, on the one hand, somebody can't Daven 6. So Shabbos knows if you can't Daven 6, the only thing you know 6, can't Daven 6, and then say, listen to Shabbos, it doesn't go. So what does that mean? I mean, here we see the other shita. That this shita is that the brachas that we add, brachas on Shabbos, is begetter Tosefes. It's a sofa. Similar, we said, closest to the closest dugma is the sheish brachas and tanis that they added. But they added, there's a sofa. With Mechayv, Rimoisev, and Musav, Rosh Hashanah. But it's a, it seems it's begetter Tosefes, so the basic chiyot tefillah, and then the sofa. So 70 times on 7 for Muslims is not bracha batala. It's not 6 out of 7. The 7 out of 9 is not 6 out of 7. It's a tefillah. It's a chef 7 tefillah, and he has every right to get up and daven 7, and then for the 7 to be Tevilah and Shiur Tzivu. That's Chiyuv by Sof. As opposed to the Rambam and Chal again, the Lord and the Rambam very much Chal again. The Rambam says, Vachas and Soyas, the Bachas and Soyas, the Rambam didn't know or disagree, or didn't approve of this minhag, obviously. Because the Rambam is not like this minhag. Because the Rambam is, that's the Chesed from Ezra Musaf. So when the Rambam is having to leave out any one of the three Bachas, it's like leaving out Tuzayim on a Shabbos.
Let's say
someone by Minchan Rosh Chodesh didn't say Yalav Yom. So why is there the Gemara says Brachos says the Chiyuv Tashlumin the night after? Well, it doesn't say. The Taisus about it. The Taisus about it. 2 days in Taisus. Whether the not having said Yalav Yom is missing in his Kiyum Tefillah at the end of the day, it's a good Shaila. It could be that the back calls like the other sheet, there's no Tashlumin. Could very well be that my cause of that sheet. So here the Davin again calls my name to Shchedish. Once the Shchedish passes, nothing can happen. He says, I'll give you hope that the But the don't have to be talking about it. It's very good. Good to be shot. Very good. Now turn the page in the Baal HaMor. Vani Oymer, look at this. Vani Oymer. Vani Oymer means, we'll see. כי מישאר שאלוך אין בו ששון השם ובוח את התשע אין לא אילו, בין בעב את זה משנח את בין המוסף. אפלו בפל, זה פעלמוד נעקו עוד כאלה סמים. So before you catch, it's like you catch anybody falls asleep and there's always a comment that it didn't happen already. It was like the, it's like all the cases in the Bar Minyan or the whatever. In case anybody falls asleep at this point, don't fall asleep yet until you see. The Almo says, and Roshon Yidav in 9 vochas, Bein Meshachmas, Bein Ba'avis, Bein Ba'minche. But he says, however he says, Lo Yirinu, nobody does it. A minute, let me just find the line here. Elo Sheminog Hi Biyodeinu Me'avaseinu Ve'avais Avaseinu Sheinu Mishpalim Deish Elo Bimusofi U'bishat Tfilis Mishpalim Sheva U'minag Ovois Toiro Hi Ve'en Lishanois. The Almor says, Agam, he proves, and he says, really, that we should daven 9, but nobody should think, nobody should say, he wants to be raised to this, but Almor says, daven 9 brochos, and my son and Shabbos. The Almor says, Chasm, don't change. Minag, I'm saying, Minag, always, totally, we remain the Shabbos. But the point is, theoretically, he says, if you ask me, theoretically, the Tzilas of Shabbos consists of 9 brochos all the time. This is bullshit, man, it speaks for itself. The Almor learned, when the Almor says, in brochos, how they take it, can be, it's not talking about one of the four tefillos with David on Rosh Hashanah. But all tefillos Rosh Hashanah, says Baal HaMor. Tefillos Rosh Hashanah, tefillos Chol is 90, 80, 90. And tefillos Yom, Shabbat Yom to the 7. Tefillos Rosh Hashanah is always 9. That's possible. Obviously, the reason he brings this somewhere right after the minig is in direct distinction to the minig. Now, as a minig is what we explained it. But in the Yomer, the same thing is Yom Bechlal. He's not even talking about. All the tefillos are 9 brachos. Shachas Musaf. Not only is it not always Sofa, it's not even something which is unique to Musaf. Rosh Hashanah has 9 vocals, so davening 7 out of 9, like davening 7 out of 19. Same thing. That's the third sheet. So we said the three approaches in Shem. The Malchus and Shoifas on Rosh Hashanah, these are the three sheets. This Baal of Bani Oymer, which is not the Meister. Bani Oymer, the ultimate Rosh Hashanah is 9. That's the first Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam, the Tfilas Musaf, is a Chesed of 9. The Emsoyos can still have the 3 Emsoyos. And the other sheet, which Rabban is married to defend, the Minig, which the Baal HaMor saw, we had the Minig Egoidim, that the Ezem Tchiv Tfilu was 7. And the other 3 Kambas that beget the Tosefes. And so Mele says, Mele can be Yoitza, he can split the Shmoneh Esrei, the Chachila. Rabban has another 2 Shilach, that let's speak of our pair from Rabban. Rabban, yeah.
Why do we say that
it's
not
Hosafa?
Maybe it's Hosafa for all the
fields. Because if the Moki is Hani Tesha, it means
there's
Hosafa all the fields.
Yeah.
Maybe there's Hosafa all the fields. It's not says he gave it seems the mock is like more in Shachar. The Hanish Manasseh connected me, Hanashiva connected me, and Hanitesh connected me. So the same category, same gather is 18, 7, and 9. That's my
story. Yeah, two clues on Ramban. Ramban has interesting shtickle. Ramban says that since the Ain Bikim, those that were that listened to the Shiatsiv will say Machs on Shabbos. After having done from seven, so Ramban says addresses the question: why did they have to daven for? Why couldn't they be Yotzei the? Because from the beginning, why would daven half and half? Whatever, you know, the book is not to say itself. But Ramban says it had to be like that. Because since Igmar says the Shai Meshach Shalom Nalach is like Chomim, they're both can be lying to Shiv Tzibu. And has to say Tzibu, has to daven himself. It's only Rosh Hashanah that Igmar says that the both can be lying to Shiv Tzibu. The Ramban takes a step further. He says when Igmar says only Rosh Hashanah, he says it's only on the or the Shai Meshach Shalom, the best of his own. The Shai Meshach Shalom, you have to daven for yourself. Those tefillos of Rosh Hashanah which are Shai Meshach Shalom dig, was they're not unique to Rosh Hashanah, so then he can rely on the Shiv Tzibu. So Ramban says the seven of the nine Brachos of Musaf have a din of Tefillah Shayim Rosh Hashanah. So the Baki can't say, I'm going to listen to the Shiv Tzibu from the beginning of Yotzei everything. You can't do that because what those Brachos that overlap, not in the coincidental overlap. When Rambam, Tefillah Rosh Hashanah happens to consist of Gimel Shayim and Gimel Achronis, which overlap the Shayim, overlap Kol Yimei Hashanah. But the Chavetz Tefillah is a Tefillah of nine. It's an indivisible Tefillah of nine. So the Rambam, according to the Rambam, that book he wants to be right, says that you listen to Hoshman Esser without a problem. The Ramban says, it's not just an overlap of brachas. There's a component of Tefillah Musafi which is called Yimei Hashanah Dik. If Allah is calling Yimei Hashanah, that's seven brachas, which is a chiyuv. Not only Shabbos and Yom, but Hashanah too is a chiyuv, that Musa of seven. The additional chiyuv, Dabba Malchis, Rambam Shaifers, that's what it'll be. That the Gemara says the Gemara and Shiv Tzibu. They had a davening seven. It wasn't stam. It's whatever they could say. They want to say. There's another nekuda. We'll speak of briefly. Rabban asked a kasha. We'll speak of next nekuda. Rabban asked a kasha about Balamor. That means Balamor by Rabban's a kasha. Rabban says so. That even though I say I need Oymer, that all Tzibus was on the Shachris Musaf Mincha. Also nine brachos, but Kiyah Shoyev is only Musaf. Rabban says he was anticipating a kasha. If even say Machz and Shoyev is not Tzibus. Sakim Zor Shoyf and not feel is. Hamas is not only Muslim. He gives us Zor like that. Rabban chapped on this Nikudim. And he says, if Shuas Adin is that all Tfilis have, nine brachos, all Tfilis should have Tia Shoyf. So Rosh Hashanah Pella. What's the Pella? The Pella is, because if the Tia Shoyf is, if the Shoyf we go on Muslim, is when Mekai misses a Yoyf Shoyf, when we Yoyf, even with that brachot, even if we say, that there's a kiyum, enhanced kiyum of saying, kiyus, say, brochus, brochus, the kiyus. But why should he do it four times? Three times. And there's no such a belief. Why should he do it three times? One time's enough. It's like saying, some should say that on Sukkot we should say, hello, nochem alaf to Musaf and take a lulav. Nochem alaf to Mincha, take a lulav and say hello, because it's a mitzvah yom belulav. It's a lot of time to do. No kasher. You do it one time. So can you blow shofar one time? Why is Ramban want? Why is this a kasha of Alamor? They're going to do that Tia Shoyfa. That all tefillos consist of Machs and Shoyfa. So every tefillos should be counted by Shoyfa. The answer is very simple if you know.
The Gemara
says that
they
share the same
amount
as the Gemara. The Gemara said, no. We have the Shabbos. The Gemara said that they share the same amount. In the beginning, okay. But good, but that's the same from Eshiach. But the Gemara has been foolish that there's only one, we only go one time. Vasheni Maskiya. It's also because Vasheni Maskiya. But Machi, the Tkir Shoyf is only a second time. Ramban says, Ramban learns that's because that's what we say the Brochus. But But the Teres of Oshud, Ramban should tell us that because the page before, we'll speak up, we trace this already, and I'm doing the page, has a kasha. The Rif has a kasha. That the old minig goinim and rishonim was the machis blot hashvat, as the chonish blot hashat, as the chonish and shayfaris blot tarat. That was the minig at kodum. And so all these shining were bothered by a shadow that the Mimanam Shachunad Yotze. Tais is very, very rigorous, I'm giving a place. And the Mimanam Shachunad Yotze, only one of the Bokhas has a proper key. But a few Tehutim, doing that kind of a nice question. But the Rabban said, Rabban has a Kurzi Gitaritz, and Rigorous and Kurzi Gitaritz. Rabban doesn't like any other Tehutim. And the Rabban said, the Tehutz is that the key is, the Rabban says is on the Omer Alvi, the Alfa Omer Alvi, the previous Shikha Mohammed. The tekiyas we grow on Gusev are not specifically because of Yom Shuvah. That what they like, just like on Taniyas and we have six brochas, so a kol brocha with tekiya. So to on Gusev we have the brochas on each brocha with tekiya, and he calls the tekiyas chayvas brochas. It's not chayvas hayom, which happens to come after the brochas, which is according to Rashi. But chayvas brochas, the brochas are mechayv with tekiya. And Rabban says, Gabi, that mitzvah, even though Gabi, that's a mitzvah of Yom Shuvah, you have to go either if four mitzvah, two of the man holds, two is not. We have to be able to say, all sheet is, Tashrat, 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 Meitzvah, Mechayim, the mitzvah, that's not the mitzvah of Hashanah. But the mitzvah of Chayim is Brochus, and here's that come the Brochus of Musaf, all two is a Chayim, says Rabban. Like in Taniyas, Reisha Mahan and Taniyas, there was a painter, what two they blew? Everything was kosher on Taniyas. So to the Musa, all two of the Kshayim, that's why it doesn't make difference. It's both Ashrat, 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 everything is kosher. Because Kshayim is Brochus, merely given that Rabbanah, so Rabban asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, given that the Tiyas is Kshayim as Brochus, so it's not the Pshat, one time is enough. If you die every time you say Machas and Shavis, that group is Machayim, the Brochus, so why would no Tiyas and Shachas and Minchayim? It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu against the Baruch Hu.